Christmas was just a few days away when the Southern Oregon University Raiders football team walked off a field in Florida, the national championship trophy in hand. SOU is now the big name in small schools with its NAIA prize. The glow from the victory is lasting a while. The Oregon legislature is only now preparing a resolution and some other features to honor the team and its accomplishments. And there are other long-term good vibes from the victory. And here to talk about that, Ryan Brown, Southern Oregon University's head of community and media relations. Welcome, Ryan.
Good morning. Thank you.
And Bobby Hykens here as well, the Associate Athletic Director at SOU. Hi, Bobby. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks.
So winning any championship is a big deal. Can either of you or both of you describe the immediate aftermath of the victory?
Well, I think number one is the awareness it brought to Southern Oregon University, especially on a scale like that when you have a football national championship that, you know, not only in the NAI but in Division I, you know, football is sort of the big dog and in the athletic world. And to have a four-hour commercial for Southern Oregon University on ESPN back in December and to come out victorious on that just raised the awareness, not only the athletic program, but of the school as a whole.
Yeah, the whole country seemed to learn a lot of things at that time. In fact, I was even marveling at the fact that there were RVs on the backs of the helmets. I think, is that for Rogue Valley? And then sure enough, the football coach mentioned something late in the game about that. So a real chance to get some visibility for the school and the region on national stage.
Absolutely. And it was interesting monitoring the university's social media platforms during and immediately following the championship just exploding. We were getting comments from all over the country, people who had never heard of Southern Oregon University, but due to the nationally broadcast championship game, were going online and checking us out, finding out about Ashland, finding out about the Rogue Valley. It was really interesting to see that.
How big an uptick was it, Ryan?
The post that we put up right after the game went final was, in the time I've been here, by far the most widely shared, commented on, liked on Facebook. We got that in front of more than 50,000 users within 2 days.
And what kind of role, then, do you get beyond that? I mean, do you get you know, more people interested in enrolling in this school? I mean, let's talk about the academic part first. We can go to Bobby for the athletic part.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's tough to attribute things specifically back to that championship. There's a lot going on at the university. New leadership in terms of the president, President Saigo, our admissions and recruitment folks are doing great work. But looking at a year-to-year comparison, where we were at this time last year with applications compared to right now, there's just about a 10% jump, 9.8% jump in applications, almost 3,500, or rather almost 3,350 this year compared to just over 3,000 last year, again comparing at this point in time for fall term. The admits are up more than 11%, and confirmed, those are students who have put some money down on the table to secure their dorm and that sort of thing, an 84% uptick compared to last year when comparing the same date.
And do you think it's all attributable to football?
I don't think it's all attributable, but certainly some of it is.
All right, and so what effect has this had, Bobby Hykens, on the athletic department? I imagine you might have had a few more people say, hey, I wouldn't mind playing for SOU after seeing the bang-up job the football team did.
Yeah, you're right. And to go back in the admissions and the marketing part of it, too, I know right after it happened, the admissions department, you know, they saw this as a huge vehicle to jump on. And they were emailing us, hey, how do we get pictures? How do we get logos? How do we get shirts? So they could take advantage of this vehicle to get the word out about SOU. Now, from the athletic standpoint, it does open a few more doors when you go into a high school. There, you don't have to sell yourself of, I'm from Southern Oregon University in Ashland. Or, you know, there's a lot more people that say, hey, yeah, we know where you're from. We know what you guys can do. So the football program has seen a big uptick in that.
Had there been a lot of where, what,
yeah,
who before that?
There was. You know, when Coach Howard first took over 4 years ago, he had a big push of, hey, we want to get in every high school. We want to get the best athletes around. And when you do that, when you're taking over a program that hasn't had success, a lot of times the coaches sort of, oh, okay, we've already sent kids down there and it's not a good experience. So they had to battle through that. Right now they're not seeing that answer when they're knocking on those doors. They're seeing people go, yeah, you're going to go down there, have a great experience. You're going to win. You're going to graduate. You know, there's a lot of positives of being part of this program.
Were there any specific responses to that particular wording? Because Coach Howard was pretty clear about when he had the national stage, being interviewed after the game, saying, we told these guys we're going to get you a degree and we're going to get you a national championship. And I think he said it in that order.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, you talk to a couple of the coaches, you know, I graduated here. I was here when the last coaching staff was here. When you see a coach come in and they say, hey, we're going to win a national championship, and you've been here in the past, even people on staff, we sort of looked at them with, okay, you know, that we know the limitations we have with scholarships, with facilities, with some of the things that we have and we currently have. And then you just start believing in what he's saying. And he does believe, you know, it's small college football. And in that order, you're going to get your degree and you're going to win a national championship. And for both of those, you know, both those goals are coming true right now.
We're talking to Bobby Hyken, the Associate Athletic Director, and Ryan Brown, the Head of Community and Media Relations at Southern Oregon University, about the long afterglow, the long tail of the comet from Southern Oregon University's winning of the National Football Championship in NAIA, the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics, back in December. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area, 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. There is this resolution, I understand, that has emerged in the Oregon legislature, and it looks like it started in the House, House Concurrent Resolution 17, and some broader celebrations as well, it sounds like. It's not just the resolution that's coming to form here, Ryan Brown.
Correct. There will be an SOU Day at the Capitol coming up. I believe it's the 21st of this month, so just about a week away, where we will be sending a pretty big delegation, a number of folks from the university, students and staff members, faculty, anyone who can and wants to head up for a day in Salem to basically talk with legislators. This resolution that you've mentioned, kind of recognizing and celebrating the national championship, will be a part of that. But beyond that, it's a little larger in scope in terms of just making sure that the folks in Salem are aware that Southern Oregon University is down here and we're doing great things.
So most of the athletic teams, at least the ones that aren't playing that day, will be up there, Bobby?
Yeah, we're going to be able to have every program except, I believe, softball, who will be on the road, will be represented that day when they go up to Salem, which is a great opportunity for the football team, for the school, and, you know, and the athletic department as a whole. Right now, you know, football, it sort of gets all the pub and everything, but we had a cross-country team that finished second in the nation, a wrestling team that finished second in the nation, basketball, men's basketball finished eighth, and women's basketball finished 16th, volleyball finished 13th. So this has been one of those special years for the athletic department, and we're excited. You know, every team we put out there is competing on the national level.
So talk about the construction of this athletic program, though, because this is not a place where it's logical to have this kind of success. I mean, this is, at least in terms of where Oregon's population is, kind of a far-flung corner of the university system. Maybe not quite as remote as Eastern Oregon University in La Grande, but, you know, here you are almost in California. You're so far south in Oregon, and yet you've managed to draw enough attention here to get really high-quality athletes in a number of sports, which happens with, as you pointed out, limited scholarships.
Yeah, I think a lot of it comes from our athletic director, Matt Sayer, who's coming in his sixth year at the helm. And when he took over, there's been some coaching changes, there's been some changes to philosophy, and he's really character-driven. And we're going to bring the right coaches in, we're going to recruit the right student-athletes that are going to come to school, and they're going to fit here in Ashland. They're going to fit at SOU, they're going to graduate. And because they have all those positives, they're also pretty good athletes too. And we got pretty good team bonding, team building because of that. And the success has sort of followed that. And, you know, we got a recruiting area, you know, that goes from Southern Washington to Northern California, right on the I-5 corridor. So we're getting pretty good athletes that aren't going to go Division I, that are from small towns in Oregon or Northern California, that are good kids that come up here. And as we were talking about earlier, they graduate and they compete. And, you know, and because of that, it's just this special sort of year that we've had this year, sort of the culmination of everything we've put together. And, you know, when you look at the coaching staff we have, it's a big team down there. A lot of places you look, there's football's fighting for whatever they can get. And in this corner, volleyball's trying to, you know, fight for every dollar they can get. We're just a big team down there. You know, and we have this, we're all Raiders, and we are. And everyone's pulling for each other. And it's been an amazing year and a half of success down there.
You got cohesion between the sports then. Let's talk about the scholarship level, because I'm not really clear on what goes on in NAIA. Certainly very different from NCAA Division I, for example.
Yeah. A lot of people, when they think of football, when they think of athletics, the first thing is every one of those student athletes is on a full ride and they're going to school for free. And that's not true at all here at SOU, and it's not true at all at the small college level. A perfect example is in NAIA football, the max scholarships a team can have for football is 24 scholarships. We barely had 11 scholarships this year. And what you do with those scholarships, it's not that there's 11 individuals that get a full ride. You take 11 scholarships and you spread it out amongst 110 student athletes. You know, and the best example I have is everyone knows about Austin Dodge, National Player of the Year. He got $3,000 to play football here at SOU. Now, at the Division
One, cover all his tuition.
It didn't cover, you know, that's books for 4 years, pretty much. You know, you look at the Division One level, almost everyone has a full ride just to play football. Even if you don't get on the field, they got full rides. So, you know, it's a pretty special thing we have going. And then you can look down the board at other sports where we're, you know, none of our sports are fully funded. And they work really hard to get what they have. And we're appreciative of all the donations and all the help that we get.
Now, Ryan, you mentioned President Saiga, who is the interim president at Southern Oregon University. The previous president, Mary Cullinan, did mention potentially moving the sports programs at SOU into NCAA Division II. Bobby Hyken, is that still a possibility listed out there?
Well, there was talk about 6 years ago of, you know, there's always this NAI, are we NAI or we're Division II? Or is it Division III? Or, you know, what should we go? Because the NCAA is such a big model out there. And a lot of people, what is NAI? You know, and it's just it's another governing body that we operate under. But to do that, you know, the funding levels have to change if we're going to go to the NCAA level. There's more scholarships. There's more funding for travel. The travel increases for all of our sports. So
they're kind of a graded distances for one thing.
Yeah, so there's a pretty big step that the university as a whole has to take. And if we're not going to take that step and go to Division II, why do we go? We're in a league right now. We're competitive. We're competitive on the national scene. We've got a pretty good thing going. So, you know, you got to look at that both sides of, if we stay NAI, we're competitive across the board. If we go NCAA, all right, it's going to take a big commitment from donors to get scholarship levels from the school to get budgets to, you know, for travel and stuff like that, that we can get to places like in the GNAC, which is the Division II conference here. You got to go to Alaska every 2 years, you know, and that's a huge, huge increase in travel.
Okay, different kind of set of circumstances there. Is it true that the championship rings from the National Football Championship just arrived recently?
They arrived last week, and they were passed out to all the players and coaches. And, you know, that's another great success story of the community coming together. Unlike the Division I programs who have a budget line for championship rings, we did not have one of those. So what we had to do was, once you win, it's like, oh, boy. We want to get the rings. We want to, you know, make sure that the players are recognized and they have this lasting impact. So we had to do a fundraising campaign. We ended up raising over $40,000 for the championship rings for the players and coaches. And an amazing thing about that is a lot of times we just knock on the same doors, you know. And this one, the majority of the money was brought in by people who aren't SOU student-athlete alums. They were just SOU alums, people who were proud of what had happened for the school during the fall, excited about the direction of the school, and they stepped up to help pay for rings and, you know, with no connection before with athletics.
So Ryan Brown, it sounds like the role is pretty good overall. I mean, the post-championship glow that you get to bring in a bunch of other people who might not have known or cared a whole lot about SOU in the past and get them to really start digging in.
Absolutely. You have folks like Bobby mentioned who are alumni of the university that maybe they've moved out of the area and sort of lost touch, and then they hear something like that on the national news and, you know, they want to be a part of that again and contribute and give back. You have folks who have stayed here locally that it's the same sort of impact. You see success, and people like to be a part of a winner. Winning breeds winning, and in multiple facets, not just on the field, but in terms of fundraising for things like the rings or scholarships. The national championship has had a huge impact in those areas.
All right, so Southern Oregon University Day at the Oregon Capitol next Tuesday, the 21st, we think?
Yep.
All right. Good to have you both here. Ryan Brown is SOU's Head of Community and Media Relations. Bobby Hyken, the Associate Athletic Director at Southern Oregon University. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
Thanks.